It is time for a visit with Diarrhea Man. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing good after hearing that song. It's only the second time I've been on your show,
I know.
Greg.
Hi, Diarrhea Man.
Well, no, I'm not Greg.
Oh.
Snake.
You want to say hello to Diarrhea
Man? Yeah, hello, Greg? DM.
Hey, Mike.
DM with a BM.
No, no, he's not Mike. He's Greg. Mike's here.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I had a great
New Year.
We
really don't know you very well.
No, all you got to know is that I have two loves in life. Sports and diarrhea.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what your craft is, but I assume that you applied it somewhere and brought it in.
Yeah, I like to go into locker rooms and talk to professional athletes about sports, my first love, and then somehow shoehorn diarrhea into the conversation until they acknowledge said diarrhea. So, I was in town yesterday.
Yeah, you don't live here, do you?
No, man.
You live in Poop Town, don't you?
I live in Guadalajara.
Oh.
Same thing. I was in town yesterday and just happened to make it out to the Maverick game, and they were playing the 76ers. I don't know if you guys saw the game or not.
Yeah, we saw
it. Oh, yeah, we watched it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I went in the locker room, and I found Aaron McKee.
Right, of the 76ers.
Yes, he's a very important player for them, and almost won the game, I saw.
That's right.
With a overtime shot, and so I got into a sports conversation with him that eventually strayed into diarrhea.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, let's listen to Diarrhea Man with Aaron McKee.
The Mavericks are kind of struggling right now. Is this a team that the league approaches a little bit differently from last year? You look at them differently?
No, I think you still approach this team the same way because they're capable of putting up numbers at any moment. But that saying is so true. You live by the sword, you die by the sword, you know? So, you know, those guys come out gunslinging, and you know, for the most part, they want to pretty much try to outscore people.
True.
And they have the parts to do it, so.
How about you guys? I mean, it's been up and down season for y'all. Is the confidence still there?
Yeah, the confidence is still here. We just struggle so much with injuries and not having a full roster for the most part. And, you know, it seems like every time we get one guy back, we lose another one. So, you know, hopefully before the All-Star break, we can kind of gain some momentum and get some consistency and just go from there.
Is that the focal point right now, getting to the All-Star break and becoming healthy and then looking forward to the second half?
Just staying afloat and, yeah, just getting guys back healthy and then just, you know, just going from there and see what happens.
Is it tough to compete or is it nice with the Eagles playing so well right now, kind of drawing the attention away from y'all?
Because we relish that, you know, because this season is going to be over soon, whether they win a Super Bowl or, you know, whatever happens from that. And then all the attention is going to be focused on us, so we might as well take it all in now. But it's a great thing for the city of Philadelphia with the Eagles doing so well.
Talk about overcoming your diarrhea problem and make it in the NBA.
I didn't know I had a diarrhea problem.
Well, I'm with the NRDA, the National Rifle and Diarrhea Association. And you were on one of our list as guys who overcame a massive problem.
Well, they told me it was you. I didn't know it was me. They told me it was you before I did the interview. They told me that you had the diarrhea problem.
It's not true that your roommate had to move out and your girlfriend split up with you in college because of your diarrhea, your massive diarrhea?
Not true at all. That was a good one, though. I like that.
You should have had a camera on me, man. You could have got a better response out of it.
Oh.
All right, it is time now for a movie review because movie watching is a sport. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. When it comes to movies, this is the show.
I went and saw the number one film of the weekend yesterday is Kong Skull Island, the reboot of King Kong.
Why? I'd like to see Pong Skull Island.
Because Pong. My kids were really wanting to see this, and I am not going to lie to you, I was kind of interested myself in seeing this.
All right.
And so I take the two little critters out to North Park, and away we go. Now, first off, this is PG-13. I'd asked a couple people, are they cool? I mean, I'm not the best father. I'm not going to act like I am. So they've seen some pretty rough stuff so far. You know, my little five-year-old.
Strolling in the colon.
Not that. But my kid, I think, was five when Jurassic World came out. You know, there's some good dinosaur violence in there and some sex references and maybe a dong pic or two. But,
no dong pics.
Okay. But
those are just on your phone. Dad, can I play can't? What is that?
No, you cannot.
Big old long black one.
But they said that this one was, you know, just typical monster violence and a couple of F-bombs from John C. Reilly, and that's about it. Samuel Jackson had a few S-bombs.
So nothing unlike what they hear at home on a nightly basis. Monster violence and F-bombs.
You're exactly right. So we go in there, and they're really excited. Very excited. They made me, I told them the story of King Kong, kind of like we had gone back and done the segment on the history of King Kong. I said, you know, look, this thing's been out since 1933 and so on and so forth. So they were really pumped up to see what this new one had in store.
Did they know about the concept of King Kong before you explained it to them?
No.
Did they know that they thought this was, what is this new gorilla movie?
Yeah, they thought it was brand new.
Okay.
I said, no. This goes back a long, long way before your grandparents were born, if you can imagine that. And they're like, whoa. So it looks different than it did in 1933. I'm like, just
God, I wish that you'd have taken them to see the 1933 version.
Tonight I told them I was going to show them footage from that original film.
Okay.
Maybe I should record that to see get their reaction.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But we go into the theater, and again, I'm not really worried about Kong Skull Island freaking them out. So, of course, just because, you know, this is one of the big movies of the weekend, there are 48 trailers that they run. And a couple of them, three of them, I really thought my kids were going to S their pants in the theater. One of them being Dunkirk, which just the trailer alone looks insane. And I was
like,
the
trailer's out now?
Yeah. And
insane good or insane bad?
Insane great. This is Christopher Nolan's take on World War II. And it looks really, really good. Well, they were scared to death watching it because there's some pretty harrowing stuff in there. Some Private Ryan type stuff. And then we see two previews where both of them, when they were done, they go, I will never see that movie ever. One of them being Life. It's a movie about the International Space Station. And Ryan Reynolds is in it. Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good cast. But these guys, they find life, like a living organism on Mars. And it's their job to take this little organism home. Well, while they're going home,
it gets bigger.
The thing starts to grow. The cell reproduction is through the roof. And it gets so hairy in the trailer that I'm freaking out. I'm scared to death watching this thing. I mean, and I'm sure this is rated R. It didn't say on the screen what it was, but there's no doubt it's rated R. And they were like, never, no. Immediately follow that up with Alien Covenant. The new Alien movie is coming out here pretty soon. Oh, my God. Since the Alien, everybody knows what the Alien looks like because this is, you know,
yeah,
a continuation for the last 40 or so years.
He's a bad dude.
Oh my God. The last scene is this full-grown alien, you know what they look like, banging on a window of this space shuttle trying to get in. And I look at my kids, both of them have their hands over their eyes, freaking out.
And this is for the trailers.
Dude, it looks so hardcore. Awesome! I can't wait. I'm such a sucker for those movies. This looks really good. Then here comes Kong Skull Island.
Kong.
Pong.
So Kong Skull Island stars Samuel L. Jackson. It stars Brie Larson. And if you enjoy Brie Larson in a tank top, thumb up.
Free.
Because you got that for pretty much the whole movie.
Thumb up.
Tom Hiddleston. John C. Reilly. John Goodman. And it is all set in 1973. Now, the first thing is that I notice is that they've kind of... It's a pretty good 1973. You'll appreciate it. Okay. The soundtrack is really good.
All right.
I mean, it's all music from right then, you know, and it's almost like stereotypical Vietnam War type movie soundtrack. But it all works. It all works okay. And so basically the plot of this is that they have discovered this new island out there that they had thought existed for, you know, a long time, but now they have actual proof of it that it does exist. And John Goodman is trying to get the government to okay a trip to go basically explore this island before the Russians do. And so begrudgingly, the government says, okay. And so they send a crew of military. They send a crew of geologists.
Scientists,
yes. And a few government officials as well. And
some developers to start planning a multi-use facility.
Right, to build a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And immediately, once they get on that island, Kong is there. And there is a kick-ass battle.
How tall is Kong?
It's got to be the biggest version of King Kong, and I'm including every movie that he's ever been in. It is... He's so big that helicopters literally look like soda cans, and he rips them in half. I don't remember him being that big, but whatever. He looks awesome. It is...
Okay.
I mean, look, we're at a time now where with special effects.
So it's just not dude in gorilla suit?
Things like that look so cool. I mean, what they've done with Planet of the Apes, the Planet of the Apes reboot, and the way that they look, make Caesar and all those apes look. This is just a glorified 200 foot version of this. And it's about once everybody either makes it or dies, it's about this group trying to get back to this point where they're supposed to be picked up so they can get the hell off the island.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all supposed to meet at this certain place in 3 days. It's not bad. Now, I know you guys will never see this.
I might. I'm checking out. I just did a search for Brie Larson tank top.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
She looks good. Brie Larson, by the way, she won the Academy Award for Room last year or 2 years ago. So there is no doubt this was her first big money grab. Since Room. And you know what? Good on her.
That's how you do it.
Make that money.
Absolutely.
Sister.
Get the clothes off, babe.
Stop it.
God.
Samuel L. Jackson has some of the campiest lines you will ever hear, including as a special homage to former Sam Jackson movies, as the helicopters, he's leading this parade of helicopters onto this island. And it's through this massive storm that always surrounds Skull Island.
Right.
He issues the line, I got one thing to say. Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
What's that from?
Now, I like Dinosaur.
That is from the very first Jurassic Park. He reissues.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on mm-hmm. to your butts.
I was thinking maybe the Ron Washington Greatest Hits collection.
Now, are there more than one Kong?
No, there's only one Kong.
But there seems to have been dead Kongs from prior
yes.
times.
Yes.
Because I'm seeing a lot of Kong skeleton remains or skeletal remains.
Kong's parents were killed by this creature that lives on the island, too. And that's another thing that differentiates this Kong from other ones. There are creatures everywhere, and they're all giant, from giant spiders to giant ants to giant weird creatures to giant buffalo to everything's giant birds, everything is.
You'd think they'd pick a bigger continent instead of just a little island since they're so big.
I don't think they can get off the island. I think that they're just, that's where they were born.
So do all these giant creatures cause trouble for Kong? Or
they're all,
or do they fear him?
They're
or?
All very fearful of Kong. Kong takes care of the island. He's the great protector of the island.
He's the king.
And at the beginning, you think, man, because, you know, Kong has always been good. Kong has always had the heart of gold. In every single movie that he's ever been portrayed in, he's been the good guy. And I did try to tell my kids that because they saw the previews and they thought, man, this thing is a badass. He's mean. I'm like, no, it's not. He's not
misunderstood.
Mean. He's very misunderstood. And so he just rips this search party that's going out there into pieces at the beginning of the movie. And they're like, I thought he was good. Well, you come to learn that he is very good and he protects the island. But there is a scene in this movie that I guarantee you ruin the movie for me as much as bicycle kick hand grenade ruined
Hacksaw Ridge
for you.
I was already ruined long before bicycle kick to the hand grenade.
He's still the only guy I know who that hated that movie.
Just see it.
Me too.
You'll see.
Well,
you hate it so much you won't even go see it.
No, I won't. Tom Hiddleston in this movie. Look, you're dealing with giant apes and creatures and things like that. But as far as the warfare goes, it was somewhat legit. It was somewhat believable the way that they were going about attacking these creatures. And, you know, some of the military guys, especially Sam Jackson, had this vendetta against Kong, and they weren't going to leave well enough alone. Mm-hmm. They were going to fight him till the death, basically, while the others are like, let's just get the hell off this island. There's a scene where they hook Tom Hiddleston up with a samurai sword to fight pterodactyls while he's wearing a gas mask that ruined the whole movie
awesome.
For me. And I'm not even lying.
All of those things sound awesome.
It was so over the top, ridiculous, where everything was going okay, and all of a sudden, hunky Tom Hiddleston looks at John C. Reilly and goes, hand me that sword. And all of a sudden, it goes to slow motion Scorsese, Jimmy Shelter, Rolling Stones moment, where he's slicing through this napalm, fighting these pterodactyls with a samurai sword and slicing them in half so he can save some randomoid soldier. By the way, two of the soldiers that are good friends in this played Eazy-E and Dre in Straight Outta Compton. Yes. Yeah, those were two of the stars of the movie.
All right.
But look, my kids walked out of this thing. They stood up when they saw Jurassic World, or my oldest, when he saw Jurassic World, and we saw it in 3D, as the credits are rolling, and he stands up, and he has his Cronkite moment of taking the 3D glasses off, slowly, looking at the screen, nodding his head up and down, turning to me, and simply saying, greatest movie ever. Both of them, when this thing was over, were through the freaking moon fired up.
They loved it.
And I'm like, what'd you guys think? Oh my God.
Bro.
For both of them, it's the best movie they've ever seen. I go, this is better than Jurassic World? Oh, did you see the boss fight? And I'm like, the what? They're like, yeah, the boss fight at the end. I mean, Kong fights one of those creatures at the end. So much better in Jurassic World. So much more believable. Just so much.
Believable?
Yes, believable. The boss fight. I'm like, okay. This was better than Force Awakens? This was better than Rogue One? Yeah. Yeah.
Kong.
This is it. Kong. Greatest movie Kong. Of all time. And it just.
I guess all you need to know is in your review of Kong, you use the word believable.
Yeah. Kong.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show kids love everything. And I remember as a kid, too, you know, as long as my parents didn't drag me to Kramer versus Kramer, I was going to love everything that you put in front of me, big screen or small. Everything's great.
Yeah, now everything sucks.
Now everything. How do you get to that point? That 40 years later, everything sucks. Because you used to be that kid, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anything.
Yeah.
When your dad, you know, you'd be like, oh, dad, oh, yeah. And your dad's like, oh, yeah.
I liked Fantasia.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you like Savage Garden, too.
No, God, I hope not.
This guy tweets, this reminds me of the time Roger Sterling took his kid to see Planet of the Apes, and then his kid had nightmares.
Thank you for invoking the great Roger Sterling, sir.
One of TV's greatest characters of all time.
Look. If you got kids, and this is one of the good parts about having kids this age as opposed to tiny ones that only want to go see the ridiculous movies, the cartoony movies.
Pixar stuff.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with those, but this is kind of cool. This is kind of cool to take your kids just to get their reaction and all that.
Too long, though, right?
It's 2 hours.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah,
and they held their interest for 2 hours?
They wouldn't. I had to go pee in the middle of the movie. They never left.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you get them a bunch of food? Bunch of popcorn.
Yeah, they had
crap.
They had popcorn.
Making all that racket.
Texas Philly cheese day.
Racket.
Just crinkling the bag and chomping on popcorn with their mouths open. I hate kids.
If you like dinosaurs, though, man, you would really appreciate Kong.
Now, I like dinosaurs.
I'm telling you, it's badass. The way that they utilize Kong, it's pretty awesome, man.
You going to go see Kong, Mike?
I do like dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so yesterday, one of the big stories in sports, certainly in the association, that for a little while, anyway, got everybody's mind off the NBA Finals is the retirement of Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep, the big fella called it quits. He says, Father Time has won.
He always does.
He always does. Time waits for no one, Mike, and it won't wait for me. So... we thought we would, in honor of the great Shaquille O'Neal retiring, and I don't know if this is going to end things for our little thing we have going or if he'll talk or do interviews. I don't know what the deal is going to be, but for about the past 13 years.
Long time.
14 years.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to pull off some fun interviews with the guy. So Danny put together a little montage of the best of, if you will, of me and Shaq. So, in honor of the big fella, here we go.
Okay. For $10 million, you got to listen to country music the rest of your life.
Go ahead. What?
Sorry. I just want to say you told me this and I forgot to say this, but this kind of goes in order of like the first time I ever talked to him all the way up to the end.
Yeah, there's so many of them that it was hard for me to get everything in. It would have been like 30 minutes long. So these are some highlights from the beginning of his career, and then the last one is when he was with Boston this year. I think you got him in like late 2010.
Okay.
For $10 million, you got to listen to country music the rest of your life for $10 million. Any go? For $10 million, country music the rest of your life.
No problem. Leanne Rimes, Alabama. The other young fine girl, what's her name? Shania Twain.
Shania Twain?
No problem.
Okay. Would you have a month-long sexual relationship with Whoopi Goldberg?
For 10 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would?
Of course.
All right. Would you gently caress Sean Bradley for one evening? You guys have a little wine together, and you guys just kind of snuggle for the evening for $10 million. Nope.
By the way, Corby, a recurring theme in every one of these interviews is Sean Bradley. And I included most of those, so we'll continue.
Kissing her, and you just kind of snuggle with him and, you know, kiss him on the cheek, maybe.
Nah.
Come on, it's Sean.
I'm not a homo, though.
The question today is, what would you do to avoid turning in to Sean Bradley, okay? Either you be yourself, and you can have sex with only 400-pound women the rest of your life, or you turn into Sean Bradley.
I do the 400-pounders.
Bull.
I would.
Why?
More pushing for the cushion.
Anytime you think about sex, your grandma pops into your head.
I'd have to think about grandmother.
What?
Grandma.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
She hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
All right, either you're yourself, and your mom turns into a stripper that you have to see once a month, or you're Bradley.
I'd have to turn into Sean Bradley.
Oh! We'll play a game called Slap, Divorce, or Flat Out Kill Ya. That's what your wife would do if you asked these things to her, okay?
All right, deal.
I just got done putting up a double-double on Tim Duncan. Can you rub me down with being gay and have your mom lick it off?
Nuts and advice killed me.
No questions asked?
Lorena Bobbitt cut it off.
All right, how about this one? Sweetheart, I told you not to cook me any fish. You know the smell reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Of course.
Is that true, though?
Greco Parrot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to renew our wedding vows, only this time I want to do it with a white bitch instead of you.
You don't know who was murdered in his L.A. mansion today.
His nuts were found bouncing along the pool table. Sweetie, this sure is a great meal you cooked. You know what would go great with this? Cottage cheese. Why don't you bend over and let me scrape some off your ass?
Divorce.
All right. All right. Get caught in a prostitution ring. Or the next year you're going to sleep with some chick who tells you, you know, that was great, Shaq, but Sean Bradley was better. So you're one up by Sean.
That's never going to happen because Sean is a midget pony. I'm a Budweiser horse. Okay? Don't forget it.
I'm just going to give you some shocking scenarios that might lead you back there, okay? And I want you to just tell me if this would get you back to L.A.
Okay.
All right. Number one, if you go back, you and Phil Jackson and his girlfriend, Jerry Buss's daughter, you get to have a three-way together. And I know that that's been something you've been thinking about for a while. Would that get you back to L.A.?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah, I can't do it because I like Phil.
You know, you never live till you've had a three-way with your old coach. Okay, if you go back, Kobe will give you an all-expenses-paid trip to Vail.
That's okay.
I hear he knows the help.
That's okay.
All right, if you go back, Magic won't have AIDS anymore. You're curing the man. You say yes, so Magic will be happy.
I'm not going back.
If you go back, hot women will never fart again, thereby making them absolutely perfect.
I'll go back.
You will?
Yeah, I'll go back.
Doesn't that just gross you out when that happens?
It doesn't happen to me.
Never? No.
There's two type of farts. There's the... Never mind.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Yeah, I know you're going.
No, you don't know.
I do.
Never mind. No farting. I'm going back.
All right. We got him back in L.A. If you go back, Paris Hilton will let you co-star in a brand new homemade film called Shaq Opens Up a Hilton.
God.
No comment.
You're slowly drinking your orange juice or your energy drink. I think that's a yes.
No comment.
You find her strangely attractive?
Who is that?
Don't f*** with me. You find her hot, don't you?
She's good looking, yes. She is good looking.
Okay. You got any more kids or anything?
No.
No?
Yep, just my six.
Holding steady on six?
Well, hold on, just my six and you're one, so that'll make seven.
Oh, that's true. I was wondering why my three-year-old was like 5'11 and had Jerry curls. All right, so one. You either shoot yourself in the leg or... you have to bleach your anus in front of your mom.
I would go to bleach my anus in front of my mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not trying to shoot myself.
You know women do that now.
Oh, they do? They bleach their booty hole?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it looks cleaner or what.
Why? Because they want to make the doodle a different color?
Oh, no. Okay, so these are the certain things that you would do to grant these people another title.
He's a Celtic
first of all,
now.
I haven't seen you in 2 years. Get to the damn questions. I don't want to hear no instructions. Get to the questions. I know people miss us. Hello, Dallas. I miss you, too.
All right, question number one. Would you Ted Williams' frozen head inside Fenway Park to win the title?
Yes, all day. Raw dog.
Do you understand who that is and what that trouble will get you in?
It won't get me in trouble. I'll do it.
If you guys win, if you would have beaten Dallas, you could have done this today. But next time, if you go to Dallas or when Dallas goes up there to Boston, after the game, you have to say that the reason you beat the Mavs is because they totally lost their heads, just like Kennedy did here in Dallas 47 years ago.
No way.
Why not?
No way. Next question. Next question. Stop.
Are you afraid of the Kennedy
Stop
stuff?
That. Next question.
Is it too
Next
much
question.
Up there? No, that's it.
Next question. That's, no way.
Let's see. You did all right. Yeah. Hey, by the way, you almost made it back to Dallas. Can you imagine the fun we would have had? I mean, that was a rumor that you were going back.
If I would have went to Dallas, we would have had the craziest radio show ever invented. The FCC would have probably fined us every day, but Mark Cuban would have bought the station, and me and you we just would have had a great time. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
So great.
The greatest hits of Cobra and Shaq.
What a great dude, man.
I never realized how voluminous that stuff is.
He is a great guy. He gets it.
Well, that's a lot of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the tip of the iceberg, man. To do that properly, it would have taken me like 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's
14 years worth of it.
He's like
a couple times a year.
He's like the Dave Grohl of sports as far as getting it.
He is, man. He is. He's great.
So how's it been with back home with mom and dad?
It's been fun. It's been wonderful.
You see them much? Or you out and about pretty often?
I see them. I mean, at night I'm usually out doing something, but I see them.
How late do you sleep?
Till like 10:30.
Mike,
that's been about right so far.
10:30.
I've become a morning person.
It sounds like it.
I have. I drink coffee.
Oh, Jordan. Oh,
I know. Oh, it's awful, but I do.
Wait a minute.
It's like rocket fuel.
You drink coffee?
Coffee. Yeah.
And he allows, you allow this.
She's 19 years old.
You honestly get mad at me for drinking coffee, and I'm 40.
Yeah, but you do it at 9 o'clock at night.
I do, too.
How much coffee do you drink? And do you get it strictly from Starbucks? Or do you,
no,
you make your own in your dorm and stuff?
No, I don't make my own.
Why would you do that?
I don't know how.
I'll teach you.
How could you?
Where do you get it then?
Our chef makes it.
Chef?
I live in a sorority house. I don't live in my dorm.
Whoa, okay. I didn't know. She got mad
so
at me.
Cocky.
Sorry, no, I'm just saying.
You have a chef in there?
Mm-hmm, and he cooks us 3 meals a day.
What a lie.
And we have a cleaning staff.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. It's wonderful. I'm so lucky.
It is.
I'm telling you. I absolutely know, like, how lucky I am to have that.
Wow.
I don't have to wash dishes or anything.
So you eat there every day? You don't go, like, to the main cafeteria or anything like that?
I mean, if you're a freshman, you go to the cafeteria. Oh. But...
So sophomores, no way?
I mean, I don't eat at the sorority house every day. There are other places to eat, obviously, but...
Mm-hmm.
So now you're changing your major.
Eating
next semester,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
To what?
Music industry.
Music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean you're going to live out there?
Probably, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't plan on coming back.
Hey, I've been resigned to that for some time now.
Really?
Yes.
That's tough.
Man, oh, Mike.
That's tough.
It is, but hey. She's got to fly on her own.
That's true. So do you like the actual city?
Yeah,
Do you like the beach area at all? Do you ever hang out there, like go to Manhattan or anything?
Sometimes,
like that?
Yeah. Some areas are cool. Some beaches are kind of
sketchy.
Not very nice. Yeah.
Sure. I understand.
But your big area is Santa Monica, right? That's where you...
Santa Monica and Hermosa. Yeah. Whatever.
You go to Hermosa, too?
Yeah, one of my friends lives there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So are you going to live in the sorority house until... school's out, or is this a one-year deal, two-year deal?
This is going to be a one-year deal.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get your own joint
mm-hmm.
on campus or off?
Off.
Ooh, off campus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You going to have a roommate? You going to have a roommate and all that?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably, like, share a house with, like, 5 of my girlfriends or something. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Norm.
Come on.
So do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
That's good. You don't need one out there.
I know. I absolutely do not.
No special guys or anything like that?
If I did, I probably wouldn't talk about it.
But you don't?
To him or
just
to us
or
in general?
To y'all, to the
or
Dallas
to the Metroplex
area.
So is it good to see all your high school friends?
It's so good to see everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best part about coming back is seeing, I mean, besides seeing you and mom.
Did you enjoy that? Seeing all your friends when you would...
Oh, yeah.
When they would come back and for the holidays and all that,
it's
was that a
so
big thing
yeah,
for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we hung out and went out every night. Every night. Something different.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, I went to school close, so I went to TCU, and so a lot of people... I went to TCU.
Okay.
So I'd go back over there a lot, too.
Right.
I'd just wander back over to school.
Well... What else you got for us? What other kind of tales you want to regale us with?
Y'all have any more questions? Corby, you have any more questions?
Are you staying out too late? I'm worried about you.
No, don't be worried about
Come
me.
Come on.
I'm not staying out too late.
I've heard bad stories about you rolling in like sunrise.
I mean, that's maybe happened once or twice, not this time around.
I'm just...
I mean, I'm kind of over staying out until all hours of the night, you know?
You are?
In college, I don't... When I come home, let me tell you this and put your mind at ease. When I come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, I stay out way later than I do in college.
Do you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should I believe that?
She doesn't seem like a liar.
I'm not.
Okay.
All right, yeah,
but no, I mean, I only stay out later here because I have a limited time.
And you want to avoid him.
No.
Do you have your car out there now?
No, but hopefully I get it out there next semester.
Daddy?
Daddy.
Depending on
a lot of different things.
Things, but...
Okay, how are your grades? You doing okay?
I mean, I think I'm doing okay. I think the semester went really well. I haven't seen them yet.
3-0, at least?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay. Hey, that's... Don't act like that's embarrassing. 3-0 is good.
I mean, above that.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you know that, in all actuality, that if you were to bring home a 1.0, tell Daddy that D's get degrees.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing that phrase a lot recently. I don't know why.
I think I introduced you to it the other night.
Oh, okay.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some of the wisdom of Dan Paul Bayless.
We live by that. We live by it.
Who came up with that, Junior?
I think
so. Yeah.
He's generally credited for it, and it does sound like something that is up his alley.
Ooh. Point!
Well, so you're off to shop again, huh?
Yes.
What are you going to get him?
I'm not going to say.
Do you know?
Yeah, I've already gotten it.
Oh, you're going for your mom. That's right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Will he like it?
Yes.
You know what he really likes?
What?
He likes, like, blazers that are pastel in color that he can push the sleeves up.
No. I've never seen him wear one of those things.
That's because you were born in
1988.
See, it was out of style.
I like baseball.
All right. All right. Hey.